Today's broadcast of Bagels and Blessings has been previously recorded at an earlier time. Shalom Chaverim, that's Hebrew for hello, friends, and Shabbat Shalom, that's Hebrew for Sabbath peace. This is Ethel Chadwick. Welcome to another week of Bagels and Blessings. Today, you're going to hear the testimony of Marshall Bieber and find all about his journey to discovering the Messiah. And of course, great music picked out for you as well. Stay with me and I'll be right back. Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Congregation Shema Yisrael. We are a messianic congregation made up of Jews and Gentiles who believe that Jesus, or Yeshua, is the promised Messiah. Our services contain Jewish liturgy and Davidic dancing, and we celebrate the Feasts of Israel. We meet at our new location at 250 Edgewood Avenue in Brighton, and our services are Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock a.m. Please join us for worship. And while you're in the building, be sure to check out the Fig Tree Messianic Bookstore and Gift Shop, now open on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 1 to 4, and Fridays by appointment only. You can call the office at 585-288-0670. The Fig Tree Bookstore and Gift Shop is a great place for books, CDs, cards, jewelry, and so much more. So be sure to check them out when you visit the congregational building. And every time you make a purchase, you can fill out a ticket and I will be drawing names and somebody will win a prize from Bagels and Blessings. Such a deal.
Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Jerusalem shall live in peace. Shalom, 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 Yerushalayim. Shalom, 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 Yerushalayim. Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat 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 Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat 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 Shalom.
That was a great voice of Jonathan Sattel. Next, a beautiful song from Deborah Kleine and Tourneau. Pour out your spirit. Yes, Lord, we need your spirit more than ever.
Mercy, Lord, on your people. Pour out your mercy.
Shalom. This is Deborah Klein Iantorno.
And Vince Iantorno.
And you're listening to Bagels and Blessings.
Have you been looking for a chiropractor in Rochester? Unlike conventional medicine, which focuses on attempting to treat disease once it occurs, the upper cervical chiropractic care offered at Upper Cervical Chiropractic of Rochester emphasizes the importance of improving your health in an effort to reduce the risk of pain and illness in the first place. They will help you express life fully. They've been offering high-quality upper cervical chiropractic care to Rochester and upstate New York since July 2013 with state-of-the-art complete postural cone beam CT scans and complete neurological diagnostic testing equipment. They work to determine if they are what you need to get your life back. If you'd like to find out if they can help your next year to be better than the last several, please book a no-charge consultation and initial examination today. Get your life back. Give them a call today at 585-474-3739. Upper Cervical Chiropractic of Rochester, now located at 749 East Henrietta Road. Check them out online at ucccroc.com. And here's Paul Wilbur. Again, that was Paul Wilbur from the CD Jerusalem Arise. And I got to tell you, this is pretty typical of the kind of music you'll hear if you decide to visit a Messianic congregation. We love to worship the Lord. We love to do the Davidic dancing or the Israeli folk dancing during praise and worship. And there's just so much joy in the house because the Lord has blessed us and we are so happy. So I hope you're enjoying it. Stay tuned for more music and an interview with Marshall Bieber. Thanks for listening to Bagels and Blessings. I'd like to thank Excellent Air Heating and Cooling for sponsoring Bagels and Blessings. Give them a call today at 585-889-7840. They're a family-owned and operated business. Their prices are fantastic. They will take care of your air conditioner in the summer and your furnace in the winter. Give them a call today because they love the Lord and they are excellent. Excellent Air Heating and Cooling, 585-889-7840. Last week, you heard me mention an accident that happened right in front of my house involving a horse and a rider. And I want to give you an update. I asked you to please pray. And, you know, the Lord used me to call 911, and I just feel like I was there to pray for people and try to keep people peaceful in the middle of a very sad and chaotic time. The horse is named Norman, and at this time he is stable. They were able to get the internal bleeding to stop. He's still at Cornell Hospital as of this recording, and they're monitoring him carefully. The young lady that was thrown off the horse does have a fractured ankle, and so her name is Sarah. So I would ask that you would continue to pray. You know, the Lord has us sometimes in strategic places at strategic times, and I really feel like I was there for a purpose, and now I can share with you the need to pray. If you feel like you want to support, you can go to their GoFundMe page where it says Justice for Norman. If you just look up GoFundMe, Justice for Norman, you'll find the information on how you can help. And so now you all know what's happening and you can continue to keep them all in prayer. Thank you so much and may the Lord bless you. Now, here's Becca Shea. I think you'll recognize the tune, and she has changed the words just a wee bit.
Hosanna, Hosanna, all of my heart is crying, Hosanna, Hosanna, he's coming back soon, we need him more than ever. All of my heart is crying, Hosanna, he's raising up a standard. Hosanna, Hosanna. We need to wake up, acknowledge his presence when he comes in. And hear what he's saying, cause there's a message. That's right, we need the truth. We're doing forever in our midnight. Your race is up to and you. And Abba says he's gonna help us win it. He got me feeling like, Hosanna, Hosanna.
Shalom, this is Becca Shea, and you're listening to Bagels and Blessings.
Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Shema Yisrael Messianic Congregation. Your tax-deductible contributions will help keep this program on the air. Make checks out to Shema Yisrael, that's S-H-E-M-A-Y-I-S-R-A-E-L, and please put Bagels and Blessings on the memo portion of your check. Send your contributions to Bagels and Blessings, Post Office Box 192, Scottsville, New York, 14546-0192. And you're invited to come and experience Messianic worship in person Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. at our new location, 250 Edgewood Avenue in Brighton.
For those of you that are new to Bagels and Blessings, I'll just tell you that I don't have a background in radio. This program pretty much was dropped into my lap. I was listening to the radio while I was typing at Kodak back in 1997, and I heard Earl Schillinger do a commercial saying, "You can be host for a day. Send us a tape and you can do a one-time, one-hour show." And I thought, wow, that would be so cool. I was trying to do voiceovers. I already had these little professional tapes made and nobody was biting, you know, nobody was hiring me. And so I sent a tape off and I sent a letter, and next thing you know, I got a call and they said, "We've got your tape here. We'd like to give you a crack at it." And I went, oh my gosh. And my first question to him was, "Can I play Messianic music on the air?" And he's like, "The hour is yours. You can do whatever you want." Well, the rest is history. Been on the air since 1997. And that's a miracle. But you know what else is a miracle? This program is only supported by donations and sponsors. And for all these years, I have had people donating and I've had sponsors like Excellent Air Heating and Cooling and Upper Cervical Chiropractic of Rochester and Shema Yisrael and the Fig Tree Bookstore are all my sponsors. But people like you have been helping me stay on the air. It does cost money each week. And if you're thinking, "Wow, I didn't realize it cost money," you can go to bagelsandblessings.com. You can click on donate. Or you can just go to your own PayPal account and send it to bagelsandblessings@gmail.com. But I do need your help if I'm going to continue to stay on the air. God is providing really interesting people for me to interview. For example, in just a few minutes, you're going to hear the story from Marshall Bieber of how he came to faith. There are lots of really interesting people out there. I have interviews lined up. You have yet to hear their stories. And believe me, everyone has a story. And I love being on the air. I love hearing their stories. I love sharing them with you and sharing this wonderful music. So please pray about how you can help Bagels and Blessings stay on the air. Thank you. Enjoyable. I haven't played this group on the air in a while. That was a group called New Jerusalem, and the song is called Dance.
Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is filled with your glory.
Yes, Kadosh is the word for holy. And, you know, I like to say that Yeshua made me holy, you know? He made me kosher. Yeshua made me kosher. That was Karen Davis, and I don't know who the male voice was in the beginning, but that is from a CD called Adonai. Beautiful song, Kadosh. And this is another song that we sing as part of our praise and worship at Shemayas Royale, and it is sung in Messianic synagogues all over the world. So if you haven't yet visited and you're in Rochester, please visit Shemayas Royale on Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock, 250 Edgewood Avenue in Brighton. And if you live out of town, you can look it up online. I'm sure there's a Messianic congregation in your city. And, you know, you ain't seen nothing yet till you've seen a bunch of dancing and Israeli folk music happening during praise and worship. It is really awesome. All right, well, as promised, here is my interview with Marshall Bieber. Marshall Bieber, welcome to Bagels and Blessings.
Thank you very much.
I'm delighted to meet, over the phone that is, another believer. It's just incredible. It seems lately I am meeting more and more people this way, and it's great because I love to hear everybody's story. So, Marshall, tell me a little bit about how you were raised. Like, were you raised in a Jewish home?
Yes, I was. My father is, or was, when he lived in Poland, was an Orthodox Jew. Shortly before the war, he immigrated to the U.S., served in the Army, and met my mom, who was also an Orthodox Jew, in Brooklyn, New York. So they were married there. And they moved to Dayton, Ohio. And attended a conservative synagogue there. And my dad worked for the Air Force. He was transferred to San Antonio, Texas in, 1962. So he left Ohio and went to San Antonio in 62, where we attended a conservative synagogue there. Pretty much just a normal kid getting raised in the suburbs throughout the 60s, graduated high school in 68, and I could get into my formal testimony, but I'll stop at that point, so let you comment.
Oh, bless your heart. That's great. That makes for a great interview. You'd be surprised. I'll ask somebody a question, and then like 30 minutes later, because my next question is, how did a nice Jewish boy like you find out that Jesus is the Messiah?
It is a string of events. I dated a girl who was a charismatic Christian. Her mother told me I was going to hell.
Uh-oh. That's nice.
just charismatic. And it always stuck in my mind. They think I'm going to hell. And I did, in my teens in San Antonio, some of my experiences with Christians weren't the best. Some were. But nevertheless, I was going to the University of Houston at the time, majoring in biology. I was in my junior year, and I just got disgusted with it all, and threw up my hands and told my dad and mom I was joining the Navy. So I was in my early 20s at the time. My dad suggested that I did not join the Navy, but stay the course through college, but I didn't. So I joined the Navy, and I became a hospital corpsman. I was stationed in San Diego. So in San Diego, I took my, in boot camp, I took my Tanakh with me. For those readers who are listeners, Tanakh is the Old Testament. So I was reading through the Tanakh in boot camp and came across Isaiah. Now, interestingly enough, I understood the wordage in Isaiah. I wasn't blind to it. And I read Isaiah 53, and I said to myself, well, this has to be Jesus. But I kept it to myself because the cultural gap was enormous. and I really didn't really want to make that transition. So despite the fact that I had that in my mind, I wasn't really praying at the time. And then I was transferred from my basic training in both the hospital corps to Philadelphia, where there was a naval hospital there. And interestingly enough, they stationed me with a young Christian fellow who befriended me. And so I explained to him that that I was reading the scripture and all the rest. And so he told me of a ministry in Philadelphia called, Congregation Beth Messiah.
Oh.
On 1907 Chestnut Street. And Herb Links was the pastor there. So I visited there on a Friday night, and I mean, interestingly enough, they were closed at the time. And across the street were street evangelists. Now, this is—it's all very, very odd. All this would happen all in one little venture. So I actually—I said, "Oh, this could be of God." So I went to there. They were hippies, by the way, and it was a Jesus freak commune. So there was a number of people that I might divulge their names. There are Messianic Jews today that were part of that hippie commune group. And this was in the early 70s. It was 73. So in December 2073, they formally led me to Jesus. I prayed the sinner's prayer and asked for forgiveness. And that was the beginning of my ventures. So it was December 21st, 1973.
Wow. Now, when you decided that Jesus is the Messiah, did you have any idea what you had just done? Like, did you think that you had converted to another religion, or did you...
I just thought that he really is. I never gave the politics of it all and the religious conflict into question. So I was in a little bubble, you might say. And I think many believers don't really consider the circumstances late till later on, especially Jewish believers. There was bitter and sweet mixed in. So I told my parents a few months later. I was still in the Navy, and they explained that's not their way, and that I was mixed up.
But they didn't disown you, did they?
No, they didn't. My dad was bitter because his mother and sister were killed by Nazis in Germany.
Oh.
And most of my relatives viewed me as either a fool or crazy or just mixed up kid. Despite that, I kept on, and after I left the Navy, I decided, this was a few years later, I decided to go back to San Antonio. So I lived in San Antonio and met Arnold Fruchtenbaum. He was attending a church in San Antonio, and he was just beginning to develop his ministry, REO ministry. This is back by 76. I don't think it had really gotten off the ground at the time. And I just really didn't feel like that was that church life was really meant for me. And I had a friend that I knew from the youth organization that attended a new congregation in Philadelphia. So I said, okay, this is something new, a Messianic congregation. So I packed my bags and left for Philadelphia attended there for a while. And it really wasn't for me. And then I went back to the congregation Beth Messiah on Chestnut Street, and I stayed there for 10 years. So I'll take a break right there. That gives you kind of like a short summary of my salvation experience.
Wow, that is really interesting, Marshall. Thanks for sharing that with me. So I'm wondering, how would you say that your life changed after accepting Yeshua as your Messiah, deciding to submit to Him, follow Him for the rest of your life? How did your life change?
My life changed in my perception of sin, and it became more acute. I had parts of my life that took many years for me to overcome. I wouldn't say they were to any great degree illicit or, you know, but at the same time there was parts of me that I needed to address. And interestingly enough, I recently retired as a biotech salesperson, but throughout my life, as a teenager, I was a salesperson, so there was a part of me that was really hard to kick, and that part of that is running after money. So you know, it's natural, and it's actually it's something that is perceived as being positive in the business world.
Show me the money.
Yes, show me the money. So that was something that. Interestingly enough, I didn't really address until after I retired. I said, "Okay, all these years, putting money in the first place, because I could have gone to seminary. I went to seminary for a semester in the 80s. I could have stayed. I could have seen it out, but I didn't feel like that was for me. I always had an inclination towards." Ministering, but not as an ordained minister.
Of course, I understand that. Well, how would you say the Lord has been using you through the years?
Well, there's been some very, very odd circumstances that people that I worked for, people that I was close to, I would know them for a while, and I got to witness to them, and then they pass away. And I just said to God, I said, "This is a very morbid mission, you know."
Thanks a lot.
this is really a morbid situation. Is that, do you want me to talk to people before they pass away? And maybe that was the case.
The angel of death. You're the angel of death.
Yeah, like, okay, I'm not going to tell anybody because they'll all avoid me.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
That hasn't happened recently, but I think because I was so on fire in my younger days, I had no fear of talking to people. Would I lose my job? I didn't care. You know, it just came out.
Great.
And I did lose a few jobs, and you know the fact is as I got older, I learned to be a little more subdued. Especially when I got into my my capital equipment, biotech equipment sales job, you know, I said, "Well, it just doesn't pay to be too vocal. Otherwise, they'll label you and then they'll get rid of you."
True.
So,
did I?
I don't ramble on too much. Go ahead.
Did I see something online about you writing poetry, or was that someone else?
Yes. Yeah, I wrote poetry in my teens, and then when I got saved, in my early 30s, I started writing poetry again. If you take a look at my website, which is the Messianic Literary Corner, and just to be official, I'll give you the address. It's www.messianic-literary.com.
Wow.
So both myself and 70 poets are on that website. So we've been contributing poetry for over 20 years. So the website was launched in 98.
That's wonderful. I used to write poetry back in the day. My goodness. Wow.
I stopped writing poetry when I started selling, which is an indication that the spirit really wasn't strong in my sales career. But nevertheless, I think that I had, I've always had a kind of a literary flair.
Oh.
So despite the fact that I didn't write poetry. I've written many articles and have been a website administrator now for over 20 years.
That's wonderful. Well, now this is going to totally put you on the spot, but I don't know if you have any poems memorized or you have any poems nearby, but did you want to share one of your poems right here on Bagels and Blessings?
Yes.
As he digs through files and papers and drawers and under books. And
which is fairly easy. Give me 1 minute here.
Okay. Putting him on the spot right here on Bagels and Blessings.
I'm somewhat proud of my better stuff.
That's good. The Lord has blessed you.
Look, for any person who writes poetry, there's maybe 10 to 20% that really shines, and the rest is, well, anyway, at least I'll speak for myself. Okay, so, let's see. Oh, I think this is very good. This was my burning spirit, my desire to serve the Lord in 1982. The title of the poem is Vision. A vision came into my heart. Yeshua said to me, a bright and shining star you'll be, a voice that's bold for me. No one shall contradict your voice when by the Spirit led. You'll speak with wisdom and with love the words that I have said. You'll be a rock of faith for those who faint along the way. Your tongue shall pierce the hardest heart. Your feet shall flee from crafty prey. And you shall run your course of life, and in my bosom rest. I'll dry the tears from all your pain and make your life eternally blessed.
Oh, I love it. That's almost like the Lord just gave you a purpose statement. I love it.
Yep. That was me in 1982. And hopefully that still will be me when I come to see the Lord.
Wow, that's beautiful. And you know what they say, the best is yet to come. Marshall, how would you like us to be praying for you, your family, your ministry, or anything else going on that you want us to know about?
Well, yeah, you can pray that the Lord continues to bless my ministry, bless me with a spirit of gentleness, because at times I can be very to the point. And not so gentle. So it's a spirit of discernment. Pray for my wife, who has some ailments.
Aww.
Not about it. Pray for my daughter, who's 28 now. Pray for her spiritual awakening. My ministry, I pray that I may influence other like-minded individuals.
And one day you will hear the Lord say to you, well done, good and faithful servant.
I certainly hope so, because no one's perfect. Everyone... I'll use the crude term, everyone screws up in life.
This is true.
There's not one of us that isn't, and anyone who says that they didn't is lying.
But you know what, Marshall? I really sense in you that because your desire is to please the Lord, that you also have a humility and a humbleness in you, and you recognize your weaknesses, you recognize your shortcomings, and that just because you're transparent with us, you're transparent with the Lord, and I believe He will honor you and He will bless you because you are being true to yourself and true to Him. So keep on keeping on, Marshall.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Well, I am going to check out that website because I love poetry so much. And I want to thank you so much for being on Bagels and Blessings. And I look forward to talking with you again sometime and perhaps seeing you out there on Facebook.
All right. Well, I've enjoyed the conversation, and hopefully sometime in the future we can repeat this.
Absolutely. Well, God bless you, and shalom for now.
Shalom.
Shabbat. This is Ethel Chadwick. I hope you enjoyed my interview with Marshall Bieber. Don't you just love Shabbat? It's a day to just kick back, get a cup of coffee, and listen to Bagels and Blessings. This is one of my favorite Shabbat songs from Craig Taubman. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom, it's the day of rest. Shabbat Shalom, it's the day I love best. Shabbat Shalom, it's the day of rest. Shabbat 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 Shalom. Light the candle, say the Kiddush over the wine. Do the motzi, the challah tastes so fine. Light the candle, say the Kiddush over the wine. That Shabbos feeling so fine. Every week I get that Shabbos feeling.
Shabbos feeling, get the Shabbos feeling.
I feel it from my head down to my toes.
Head down to my toes.
6 long days I have to wait for Shabbos.
Wait for Shabbos, just can't wait for Shabbos.
But then on Friday Eve I get that Shabbos glow.
Get that Shabbos glow. Oh,
Shabbat, 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 Shabbat,
Shabbat, Shalom. It's the day of rest. Shabbat Shalom. It's the day I love best. Shabbat Shalom. It's the day of rest.
Shabbat, Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom, it's the day of rest. Shabbat Shalom, it's the day I love best. Shabbat Shalom, it's the day of rest.
Shabbat, Shabbat Shalom.
Again, that was Craig Taubman. The CD is called My Jewish Discovery. There are different ways of pronouncing Hebrew words, and modern Hebrew calls it Shabbat, but in the old days we learned it as Shabbos, and I don't know if one is more correct than the other. I just think that they kind of modernized it through the years, and that's why you hear the word Shabbos in this song a lot. But he's talking about Shabbat, which is what we now call Sabbath. So that's kind of a loose explanation. I'm sure we can find a lot more if we dig deeper. So here's an oldie but goodie from the group Kol Simcha. Blessed are you, my God.
Set my spirit.
This is Ethel Chadwick. You're listening to Bagels and Blessings. I think we have time for one more song. This is Aaron Schust with the song Zion.
O daughters of Zion, O Abraham's sons, hear the words of your father, hear his promise of love. I will make you a blessing, so count the stars if you can. You will be a great nation. I will give you this land. I will bring you back home. I'll bring you back home, oh my children. There is nothing on earth that could take you away. Once I gather you under my wings, I will bring you all back home again. Though you've wandered like strangers to the ends of the earth, I will send you a savior. I will finish my work. You have no other shepherd. You have no other Lord. Green pastures are waiting in Zion once more. I will bring you back home, I'll bring you back home, oh my children. You will no longer roam, lost and alone in the night. There is nothing on earth that could take you away. Once I gather you, daughters or sons of Abraham, I will wash you with water. I will offer the lamb. Though your sins were like scarlet, they'll be whiter than snow. I have always been with you. I will never let go. I will bring you back home. I'll bring you back home, oh my children. You will no longer roam, lost and alone. There is nothing on earth that could take you away. I will gather you.
Yivarech Adonai Vayishmorecha Yair Adonai Panavalecha Vikunecha Yisadonai Panavalecha Yosem Lecha
Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. This is Ethel Chadwick saying Shalom Aleichem, peace be with you. Remember, every day of your life is an opportunity to be a blessing to someone. Thank you so much for listening to Bagels and Blessings. Shalom.